Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, Army, Navy, and this year it was actually good. Particularly, I like the little bit I saw of it, the Navy quarterback. But Navy's good, and Army was somebody who just wore teams down. I mean, their collective records are probably the best I've seen in the last, I'd have to look it up, 20, 30 years.
Well, last year they had that goal line stand at the end of the game.
That was incredible.
And then the year before there was overtime.
First ever overtime game, and I was there.
It's a string of some great games.
Yeah, but I mean, every game. It's always
more to see, though, that these teams are actually good. Why is it that they're good again? What is happening here?
I think they both kind of revamped their offenses. Obviously, they're both still run heavy, but the schemes they kind of use have...
Yeah, but don't you think they're getting better players?
No, if anything, they're losing players. Like Army's best running player, the running back, just hit the transfer portal.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could transfer out of Army. I thought that was a no-no. You can't sign up.
You can't transfer in, but you can transfer out. I don't know how that works.
No, I thought you had to commit to being an officer for X number of years. But Representative Dan Muser was there. And he was with President Trump, brought his son to the game, and Daniel Penny was in the box. I also wanted to talk with him about the University of Pennsylvania. Let's go to the congressman here. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, great to be with you.
So Daniel Penny in the box, and it seemed like the crowd, when announced, all of you guys there, seemed to be very appreciative of Penny.
They should be. They were primarily, I think the crowd was primarily appreciative of Donald Trump being there.
Right.
And boy, oh boy, the USA chants and everything else. But and that was great. And of course, President Trump couldn't have been more hospitable. It was great being with him and having some time to talk. And he makes sure he talks to pretty much everybody in the room. And there was quite a crew in there, particularly his whole team. I mean, his cabinet team. I'll tell you, they're not a team of rivals. They're a real team. Heard you guys talking about Army and Navy, and my son plays for Bucknell, and they played Navy earlier in the year, and Navy just looked like a good team. You know, no real standouts, but just a darn good team, and I think that's what President Trump has pulled together. But I will tell you Danny Penny, what an impressive. Such an impressive young man. He and my son actually were talking quite a bit. They're close to the same age and in a room full of older people. But he just was demure. He was polite. He was so humble. And, this attitude of servant leadership, you know? I mean, he was a Marine. Didn't make a big deal. Certainly wasn't bragging about anything in any way, shape, or form. More just humble to the recognition that he was receiving. He just felt he instinctively was about protecting, and that's what he did. And it's a shame. There's a lot out there on he was trying to be a tough guy or he
right.
was did the wrong thing. Oh, he just responded to an issue to protect, and he had no idea the severity afterwards that we all learned. If anybody paid attention to what his conversations were with the police afterwards, he was just trying to hold the guy down.
And we're not celebrating him like the left is celebrating the shooter of the alleged shooter of the health guy. They were celebrating that he would act. And more importantly, they're celebrating he came through this crucible of this DA in New York who should have never charged him.
Right, Right. So well, right on the money there. Yeah, there's no celebration here as to what the outcome was. It was an unfortunate necessity that he had the courage mm-hmm. to stand up to. And everybody you saw, all walks of life on that subway, agreed. They said we were all afraid. The guy was acting like a lunatic, and he subdued him.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to ask you Pennsylvania response. President Trump talked today, Congressman, about the drones again, and he was circumspect in that some of it he may have been briefed on, and it's good that he didn't say, you know, anything out of line. But Josh Shapiro has talked about sending the helicopters up. That's better than Murphy. I'm not sure if they've gone up yet. Do you have any sense of what Pennsylvania's response might be?
Well, I've been in touch with the National Guard, asking what their response is, and they're too waiting, I think, for instructions. We got the best National Guard in the country, so there's a tremendous amount of slowness, of course, coming out of the Biden administration, and that's what they're known for, late and slow, and as unresponsive which is quite unacceptable, but nevertheless. Look, this thing is a debacle. Once again, it's very much like the balloon, the Chinese mm-hmm. balloon that passed over. They're not doing much to find out. It does show, and this is some top people that are going into the military, that some of our surveillance and our ability with drones needs to be improved. But nevertheless, the level of transparency is awful. Admiral Kirby said something that many of them are manned. Well, how many are manned and how many aren't? And they're simply not engaged. I mean, it's really a PR nightmare going on, which we're not so worried about the PR-ness here. We're worried about the right information.
Sure.
And the truth.
Exactly.
It's really outrageous. You got 30 drones behind a Coast Guard vessel. And we have no answers on it. And this has been going on for weeks.
It is stunning. In a world, this is more stunning to me than allowing the Chinese thing to come across the country. One other area, I'm glad of note that you are pressing the University of Pennsylvania on this Marxist, self-described Marxist professor who went out of her way to tout the alleged shooter in the killing of the healthcare executive. And even the University of Pennsylvania pushed back publicly, we heard, for them, against her, that she deflected apology maybe a little bit. What can you tell us you're trying to do there?
Yeah. Well, it was a deflected apology. You know, she said she's never been more proud to be a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and that he is this guy, killer, is the alleged killer, is the icon we all need and deserve. She's got problems. I mean, think about it. She's got real issues, this woman. She's been at University of Pennsylvania now for over 5 years, which is a little disturbing. Look, I had a daughter that graduated Penn. My brother went there in the 80s. His daughter got into Penn and graduated Penn. I think Penn is one of the finest schools in all the world. But let's face it, the last several years, perhaps even longer, they've been pretty clueless. They've shown themselves to have an inability to be in touch with the rest of the world. I mean, it appears that there's a strong bias that exists there. The idea that they would have a professor, you know, imagine sending your child $75,000 a year, or if you did get a discount, saving up and creating a child, a fund, you know, a college fund, and then this is their teacher. I mean, is there any doubt as to why kids are coming out with an unbelievably liberal socialist bias? I mean, they're not teaching the truth. They're not just teaching one side of it. They're selling it. They're stating it.
That's like a great point. I'd underline that. And it shows you how far it goes, though. Usually they cloak themselves in allegedly nonviolence.
Yeah.
In this, other than the word "but," they are cloaking himself in violence.
Exactly. I mean, clearly. I mean, she's smiling, parading, singing, whistling, doing a little hand dance. She needs. Look, if they don't fire her, which of course they should, if for some reason they offer excuses where they cannot, this woman needs mandatory therapy and certainly some sort of, not necessarily anger management, but hate management. And I will tell you this, University of Pennsylvania has been in touch with me. They're working on a satisfactory response here, and I think that they will provide it. And we will continue to support the University of Pennsylvania. But we're going to be keeping an eye on issues like this. I mean, look at all those anti-Semitic protests that took place on their past president. And the past president comes in and is completely in left field about answering questions about hate speech on Jewish students. I mean...
Well, I know you're busy on this one, but for listeners and you, I'll put on your radar screen, Villanova here locally has their head of their counseling services at a big conference of various psychologists. This happened in November. It's starting to come out in the Inquirer today, Congressman. Say at her presentation, present slides that Zionism, being a Zionist, which I am, is fascism.
Well, I'm a Zionist, too, and I'm sure no fascist, and neither are you, Dom. We're not even close. In fact, we are the antithesis of fascism. We believe in our constitutional republic. We believe in the individual rights that it describes, and it informs the government how it is to assure our rights, not provide our government rights. That's the exact opposite of fascism, and that just goes to show once again how upside down and backwards these schools are thinking.
Yep, absolutely right. Well, please keep us in the loop with Penn. I like your balanced approach with them to get them to actually do something this time around. So, Congressman, have a great Christmas if we don't speak before then. And thank you. Thanks for coming on again.
Dom, really appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, and talk again soon. Take care.
All right, there's Representative Dan Muser, Villanova, local therapy conference. And this professor there at Villanova, which has had all kinds of problems over the years, she is the Natalie, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E, Edmond, psychologist who directs Villanova's University's Counseling Center, said that one spectrum of acceptable discourse with cultural freedoms on one end and Zionism and fascism on the other. A second slide depicted the colonized mind, labeled with various ideologies, including homophobia and Zionism. Villanova. All right, so every one of these schools at some point or another here, it's the same thing again. Zionism is not fascism. All right, we go through the same slur on Israel. I don't know if Steve Feldman is on this one. I'm sure he'll let us know. All right, let me go to Robert in Bensalem, though, for the big matchup. Dan, when do the gloves come off and this kicks off?
You know what? This one is supposed to be right. Well, do you want to do this? We didn't have this discussion yet. Do you want to do Robert and Scott and Mount Laurel, or do you want to do the Joes facing off today?
I think Robert and Scott.
All right.
Till tomorrow.
Launching now at Dom Show 1210. Go make your vote, because the guy you're about to hear, Robert Bensalem and his Sam Elliott-like voice, are taking on now Scott and Mount Laurel and the entire basketball team of some random place in New Jersey.
Yeah, he's got those kids. All right, there'll be no drills today. No foul shooting today. Get on Twitter here. Let's go to
Robert. Get all your kids voting there, Scott.
Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I just wanted to point out real quick, the FAA requires any drone over 0.55 pounds to be registered. They should know who these people are. This is absolutely ridiculous.
It is, and it continued. Now we're in the stage where we're being lectured to. They're just planes. Now shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to call in early because I wanted Scott to have a chance to respond, okay? But here is my pitch. I think Scott's a great caller. His calls are always on point, and he's a smart caller, and he's got a good sense of humor. And I personally think that when he broadcast with the Phillies last year, that was a Hall of Fame moment, no doubt. But this is 2024, and I honestly don't believe that his body of work for 2024 merits being caller of the year. In short, I don't think that we should reward Scott for resting on his mouth.
Oh, wow. Yes.
His mouth laurel. But
here, here. I think we're in the House of Commons. Here, 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 here. Yes.
And I hope he doesn't kill me too bad for that.
Okay.
What's my answer to the side question is any guy who has a wife and a maid and they're not the same person.
Oh, beautifully put.
You guys have a great day, okay?
I guess you're not going for that female vote today. All right.
All right. I'm not commenting on that. All right. A wife and a maid and not the same person. All right. 855-839-1210. A sign of someone who is wealthy. Not yachts, not that type of thing. We're looking for something more subtle. A signifier. And you can vote right now at Dom Show 1210. Scott of Mount Laurel. That was an unbelievable. Aardvark 1 year, he sat into it. The other gazelle, I think, last year with John Kruk, of all people. You ran like a gazelle to third base. Oh, my God. With his Phillies broadcast. And, of course, Robert Ben-Salem. He's got it all, in my view. The champion of the dollar. He works that in all the time. And also the side question guru. All right, that's one match. We'll have Joe, the two Joes, starting tomorrow, probably. So get him right now at Dom Show 1210. You can vote right now which one advances to the final. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And look, Villanova, St. Joe's, LaSalle. It's not just the non-Catholic or non-private schools that are outrageous. This is Villanova. She's the head of the counseling there. Zionism, being a believer in Israel, is fascism. How do you just... And Villanova's saying, well, she did that in her own... Well, wait a minute. She's the head of the counseling center? How do Jewish students at Villanova feel about that? You're a fascist. Don't come back here for counseling. Maybe she needs counseling. 855-839-1210. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. We'll hear from Scott Presler at 2 o'clock. And Dan, is Jeff Andrew solid or we're waiting?
Haven't got full confirmation yet. But
yeah, hopefully.
When it usually happens, it is good to go.
So. 145, we're hoping.
Say about 95%.
All righty. You get in right now, though, and hit us on either thing. The Washington Post editorial over the weekend, sounding the alarm about lack of strong evidence for providing children with gender transition treatments like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries, saying there's reason to worry about their use. This coming off Tennessee, where they have banned such things. And they say that the failure to adequately assess these treatments, because they know about a couple of big studies that have been pulled because the people doing the studies don't like the results. Like a 5-year study, and we've spent a lot of money, federal taxpayer money on it. They don't like the results, though, when they come out and say, well, we need more time, we need more testing. Intuitively, people know. Tennessee is a place where they have banned this. And the argument of the other side, well, what about parental rights here? Shouldn't parents have the right? Parents who are hectored by various doctors and others, the kid says it, you got to do all these things that are irreversible. The point is, we are winning on this. We're winning that we're seeing more and more. Now, you can say, well, why didn't the Washington Post just say the evidence indicates this is bad? They can't do that given their constituency. You saw that Kamala Harris wouldn't even do that. But for them to question this in this context, it is amazing. It is truly amazing how this would work. All right, I'm getting a lot of social media blowback, too, of all sorts, because Trump wants to change the current system, daylight savings time. I think he's going to make an all-out effort. He made a good point on, I guess, Truth Social. It has a small but very determined groups that prop this up. And that's my sense, that the average American says no, but the people that are hitting me, you're going to have kids killed on their way to school in the morning. I remember that, you know, a couple years where it was different and it was very dark, even at what, 7 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get that. I just think it has widespread popularity. I think Trump's on to something. Again, though, this is going to take effort, drilling down and showing the people that are wedded to this for any number of reasons, and yet their numbers are not overwhelming, and yet they've won so far on this. I mean, that came out over the weekend. These are the things that he's talking about. And today, the economic message, they had the SoftBank CEO in Florida with President Trump, $100 billion more over the next 5 years. He's going to be investing in America because of Trump. So the wave is here. Now it's just hitting the right things of change. And as I said at the top, we played you the cut. Dan, we have that cut again, the polio one. Here's what Trump said about the polio vaccine and RFK Jr. today.
We spent more time talking about that than anything else.
Mr. President,
thanks,
Mr.
President Trump. What about the polio vaccine?
Well, I'm a big believer in it, and I think everything should be looked at, but I'm a big believer in the polio vaccine, the Salk vaccine.
Do you think schools should mandate vaccines? Do you think schools should mandate vaccines?
I don't like mandates. I'm not a big mandate person. So, you know, I was against mandates. Mostly Democrat governors did the mandates, and they did a very poor thing. It was, you know, in retrospect, they made a big mistake. Having to do with the education of children. You know, they lost like a year, 2 years of their lives. The mandate was a bad thing. I was against the mandate.
So is that something you'd want to...
All right. And previous question to that with RFK Jr., he said he's going to be very reasonable on this. And then Trump pivoted in a previous question into the polio vaccine situation. I don't think Americans, I have one caller already, are out there saying we want an all-out look, potential pushback on the polio vaccine. I mean, the lesson from COVID and the vaccines that we have now with kids is this has been a debacle on several fronts. Given, we've talked with Dr. Marty McCarry on this several times, the efficacy of doing that versus the risk is just not there, particularly myocarditis and all. We've been through that. But I don't think you're going to find people saying that on polio. As a consensus, I think you're going to see the consensus going more the other way. My point is this. Just because RFK Jr. says it, I'm not going to say, that's it. And starting off on the polio vaccine, I think Trump is looking at this and thinking there are better areas to start here. Look, the area that he ought to emphasize, RFK Jr., the area where we'll have wide support and do a lot of good is the food issue, the ultra processing, etc. There'll be a lot of blowback. There'll be a lot of fights. But I think he's on the side of the angels with this. You start going down Broadway with any of your people, are you starting to chip away at the polio vaccine? And there's going to be trouble here. There's going to be difficulty. And that's what Trump is sensing. Start with food. There's going to be a battle enough over that because of the vested interests that are in this. And here, for example, Dan, I think this is the last cut today. Here is a self-described liberal. This is cut 11. Lifelong Democrat, health freedom advocate mom, voted for Trump. Why? Because of Trump's embrace of RFK Jr.
What was your reaction when you saw that President Trump had named him to this incoming position?
I cried. Many other people cried. We were so excited.
Guys, it's happening.
I was, had been a lifelong Democrat.
In this election, did you end up voting Republican?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of our moms didn't necessarily just like run to the right. They felt abandoned by the left. And when the right said, hey, we're here for you on health freedom, they said, that's something that I can align with.
All right. So I maintain when we talked about this, about RFK Jr., And what I think happened here in the election, sure, Elon Musk, I get it. RFK Jr., though, was a telling point for Trump when that endorsement happened with a lot of groups, young men, women like this. It really had an edge attached to it. So his first step, and I think you're going to see that, food supply, that's a good one. It's going to be a battle, but I think the buy-in is 80% of people, if not more. The other, polio vaccines, no. There's not going to be buy-in on that. You're not going to see people. That's going to be an easier thing to tar them with, to bog down. Dan, we have an update here.
Yeah, Scott from Mount Laurel needs the listeners' help, Dom, because on our 2024 Caller of the Year contest, it is a runaway. Robert Mensalem so far, 100% of the vote at Dom Show 1210 to get your vote in.
All right, you got to get there at Dom Show 1210. We hope Scott is not out recruiting.
Do you want to give any love to Scott? You want to give any reasoning as to why he deserves a vote?
Yes, just like Robert, in almost, they come from different backgrounds. I know them both. We met both. Scott maybe more even than Robert. Just brilliant insight in their calls. Great sense of humor. Robert's better on the side question, but Scott is right there with them on just about everything else. I mean, they're a cut above almost any caller that I've had over X number of years.
And from my account, I just want to put it out there, I believe when it comes to a live event standpoint and, dedication to the show, I think Scott is about 7 or 8 that I've seen him at, and Robert only 1.
Oh, look at Dan trying to tear the constituency down here. All right. All right, this will go. This is a match to the death here. These guys want to win, not like the other
Scott got a vote.
Okay, all right. At Dom Show 1210, that's the first time we've had 10 out of 10 right out of the box, or 100% right out of the box for anybody as the vote grows. This will be a big one. Tomorrow, this will go right down to the last second.
Yeah, vote ends 1:30 tomorrow, 12:30 tomorrow, 23 hours from now.
Is that daylight savings time?
I don't know.
What's it going to be like outside?
Yeah. Daylight savings time confuses me.
All right. Well, do you want to have?
Yeah.
Well, I got a guy here. Here we're going to get into minutia. Do you want to have more daylight during the winter?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want more darkness? Like I lived in Indiana when we the first couple of years. It was prior to us. We were one of the only states that didn't switch to clocks. And when it happened, people were so confused. And at that point, because of people's confusion and their comments about why it's unnecessary, I, too, became part of the camp that daylight savings time is completely unnecessary. And when I came back here, it just confuses the crap out of me. I don't know when I'm springing ahead. Well, you know what?
Arizona, I think,
spring,
is the
spring
other
ahead
one.
Or fall back? Spring back, fall forward?
Fall forward, spring back, right.
No. Spring ahead, fall back.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's right. Fall back.
See, that's my point, though. Who the heck knows?
Spring forward, fall back, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 855-839-1210. I have to stop Roe from going on a barnstorming tour on this in favor of it, of, what's being proposed here. I hope Trump rolls this out pretty quickly. But I think the first day is going to be executive order after executive order, and also the deportation stuff is going to happen. All right, I'm coming to you. Get your call in now. A lot out there today. We'll talk with Jeff Van Drew at 1:45. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today. Hey, happy holidays to all. It's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. Essentials like omega-3s, probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today. All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. So we have 4 killed and a shooter, according to Fox News, at the Abundant Life Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, today. We don't hear yet. The shooter was a student at the school, apparently. We don't hear yet the motivation, if there is a motivation for madness, evil, etc. And I'm not sure if the police took out the shooter or if the shooter killed himself. Another Christian school attack, my mind immediately jumps to the Nashville situation. And you're looking for somebody from the outside coming in, meaning harm, because it's a Christian school. In this case, though, at the preliminary news conference, they're saying it is a student, now deceased, from the school. We'll let you know as we see any word from them on anything found, any motivation. My thing on this is almost always, there are warning signs here that are pretty prominent. But for a multitude of reasons, people don't act. You know, we want to respect everyone's rights. I'm looking at this story over the weekend from the New York Times, and I'm on the side of the mom complaining about this, Dan. I don't know if you saw this. They're spying the school on student devices. Schools aim to intercept self-harm before it happens. And they talk about the police knocking on the door very late at night in the case of this one student. They're using AI-powered software operated by the local school district, have been tracking what she was typing on her school-issued Chromebook. Now, if you're doing it on the school's issued Chromebooks, maybe you have to do it on that. You have the police chief, and okay, we'll go to him in a moment. You still had to be cautious on the amount of context you need before you move on this, like in the middle of the night here, and go to the home. Here's a little bit of the police chief on the investigating of this school shooting.
I say thank you for coming and talk about how important the media is to our community. But the truth is, today is a sad, sad day, not only for Madison, but for our entire country, where yet another police chief is doing a press conference to speak about violence in our community, specifically in one of the places that's most sacred to me as someone who loves education and to someone who has children that are in schools. So I'm going to tell you what I know. I'll answer any questions that I can. There'll be a secondary briefing that our PIO will let you know about, okay? Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds. We train on this almost quarterly. The last time we trained on this as commanders was approximately 2 weeks ago. The protocols are simple. Stop the killing, stop the dying, find out who's doing this. And the officers did that, and they did that adamantly. We had officers from around the county and around the state that came in support of this particular incident. Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this deceased in the building. Additionally, the officers began administering life-saving.
Okay, I got it. So the shooter, they believe, that was responsible is deceased. He doesn't say that they took him out, that the shooter is deceased, though. Maybe took himself out. All right, we'll see the trail of this now continue. And again, another school shooting, K-12 school. All right, coming up, Jeff Van Drew is with us again to break down the latest after the week that he really broke this story loose last week, with multiple people saying they're just airplanes. We'll see what he says. He's next. Hey, Christmas and New Year's are days away, busy as ever. Need help with party and meal planning? No worries. Captain Chuckie's. They are a two-pronged attack here. One, for your holiday table, but if you're going somewhere, a lot of stuff that you can bring. Fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught Gulf shrimp and soups, that's what they're named for. But now they're teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer other great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread, available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckie's locations. They also have a Taste of Philly section in most stores that carry a lot of family items. You have the Stocks Pound Cakes, the Marciano Specialty Breads, pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philadelphia, Famous Clams Casino, and Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including three different raviolis, the lobster, the banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli. They have their own jarred blush sauce. Check out their website and local Captain Chuckie's for availabilities. One stop to go. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. You should know that by now. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Visit today. There's a location near you. Don't forget those Dom Rolls. You want them on your table. Headed to the shore. They're there, too. Visit Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Let's go straight away to Congressman Jeff Andrew for an update on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. What's happening today?
More of the same to some degree and some that's new. But as we know, over the weekend and even towards the end of last week, whether it was in New Jersey over the site in Salem where we have our nuclear reactors, there were two large drones the size of small SUVs that were sighted. And for that reason, the Salem nuclear plant, the officials there have asked that to be a restricted zone for flight. We know that in Ohio, at a sensitive military site, drones were seen. We know that the federal government finally is bringing in drone detection systems. Let me be straightforward about this. I mean, either the federal government, and when I say that, I mean the military, the administration, certain individuals in authority, are either covering this up, and I'm really speaking to the administration now, or they're stupid, or both.
Can I vote? I checked the last box. They're both.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's very people say to me, what's the real deal? I'm a member of Congress, and I'm one that gets real involved. I don't know. You know what? Nobody knows. What I do resent are those individuals, some in the mainstream media, people like our Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who almost make light of it and almost make fun of those who are concerned about it. You know, I happen to be looking at one article, and I think it was in USA Today, and they were saying, oh, is it Martians? Is it the Iranians? Oh, they're really interested in, you know, our farms, and they were trying to make light of it. No, they really are interested in our waterways. They really are interested in our military sites. I am not saying it is them. But, I mean, there's no question that we should know how to deal with issues like this. This is what we do know. We know that we are 10 years behind where the Chinese are, and therefore where the Iranians are, because the Iranians have been dealing with them, have exchanging information and material and buying technology. We know that the Iranians have at least three ships that have been converted. And yes, they are called motherships in the drone technology vernacular. That's not something weird. Nobody's trying to say they're outer space creatures, but they are drone ships. And they have stealth ability for these drones to hide them. They have the ability to launch them, and they have the ability to land them. I'm not saying that's it, but what I am saying, knowing all that we know out there, why are we not better prepared for this? Now, part of it is Congress's fault. There's legislation that needs to go through to make sure that we have anti-UAS systems, that make sure we have better UAS detection systems. And for those listening out there, UAS is just an acronym for drone. We like to have acronyms on everything. But the arrogance of some to make light and to almost, I don't even know quite how to say it. It's to make light of and dismiss real people who have seen things.
It's elitism again of a certain.
The
Kinzinger guy was the most dismissive, alleged Republican over the weekend, saying they're planes. And even Mayorkas and the others, congressmen, have said, yeah, some of them probably are planes. Everybody can see that. But certainly a number of them are drones. Now, President Trump did a big news conference after presentation today in Florida. When he was asked about this, I think he rightfully said, some things I can't say about this. But he definitively is concerned. Have you had a chance to speak with him at all?
I've been sharing the information with him and his staff.
Okay.
He's got a lot going on, so I haven't. And I do directly speak. The last thing I spoke to him about were wind turbines. So
yeah.
You know, there's a lot going on, but I haven't directly spoken to him about this. But he is concerned. And you know, and I think he has said the same thing I have. Take some of them down and study them and find out, you know, what they are. I mean, I understand that they cannot tell us everything. I understand they can't share everything with us. They can't give away military secrets. Nobody is asking that, Dom. We're asking to be treated with respect. We have some politicians who poo-pooed it and made it like, you know, it's a joke, and any of the members of Congress who are concerned about it are jackasses just trying to fire everybody up and create a fear. No, that's not what the deal is. There's real issues here. When I hear from PSE&G at the nuclear plant, I'm concerned. When I hear from mayors, when I hear from the Coast Guard, when I hear from others, yes, definitely some of them are small planes. Definitely some of them are just stars. Nobody's saying every single sighting, or even now the majority, there are copycats of sightings are drones. But there are some, and this has been going on for a month. It's a real issue, and we deserve more.
Are they of human origin? Would you say that categorically that's the case?
I'm going to say they are.
Okay.
I'm not a UAP, UFO guy, and I'm not going to say that. But you know what? All of these theories, quite frankly, are out there. And the reason they are is because the government hasn't done its job. I do know well, and I know we have a responsibility in Congress, and we have a responsibility in the executive branch to share with people what you can share. And
exactly.
That's something that we
and,
should
and
do.
Judgment.
And by the way, just what you were saying, and I saw what President Trump said too. The fact that he was told some things, at least he was honest, and says I cannot share them, indicates to you that there's more to this than just
yes, exactly.
Know what they're saying.
And look, that's the very good President Trump right there, taking that type of stance. Not saying anything, you know, with the media pushing and all that, saying some things you can't, making that judgment. That tells people something. He did comment on it. He has said to shoot it down if possible, but not going to say anything that might or might not be military. That's exactly the stance. And you've done the same thing. What's it been like personally, though? You've talked today about the mockery and all that stuff, and you've been one of the main targets. I think you broke it loose last week by making the suggestion that potential earmarks of this, these Iranian motherships, that's perfectly possible to get the ball rolling. That's a better explanation than just telling people, go away.
It's better than saying nothing to worry about. Everything's
right.
Good. We don't know who they are, what they contain, what they're doing, where they came from. But don't worry. Everything's perfect. That's a bad explanation. So I had people come to me that have multiple sources with top security clearance because I'm involved. Obviously, I'm in the aviation subcommittee, and that has everything to do with drones. And we've dealt with people before on these issues, not this issue, but on drone issues and UAS systems. And they said they were concerned. A month ago, a ship left port in Iran that was in port. That is a ship that has Chinese technology on it. They have multiple ships, the ability to launch and receive drones. Nobody at that time, and even now, nobody said where it went, where it was. All we have found out now is that presently, three of them are not in port at Iran, but
right.
They are south of Iran in the sea. So we know that they're there. So I felt I had two choices. One was just not to say anything. And the people came to me because they felt that we were paying so little attention to all of it, that this would at least be something that got folks, I won't say folks, that got these administration people, you know, to like pay attention and not just dismiss everything and be so disrespectful to both Congress and the American people, and that this would move things along. And damn it, Dom, it did. I mean, it broke it open.
It certainly did. Absolutely.
And I have no regrets. Nothing was irresponsible. I didn't tell people to be scared. But you know what? 99% of Americans didn't even know that Iran and China had drone ships like this and the capability of sort of like an aircraft carrier to launch them and receive them. At the very least, people know how serious this is and that they do. And that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you very much. Merry Christmas if we don't speak before that.
Merry Christmas right back to you, your staff, your family. Have a blessed, happy, and healthy one. And I am hoping we go into a golden age of America next year. Take care.
Going to happen. Thanks, Congressman. Coming up, the guy who's going to help with that golden age, the great Scott Presler, with more registration and other numbers. He's coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.